you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
All right, welcome back to the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. And back in the studio, we're being joined by Casey Brignall from Casey Rose, R-O-Z-E. That's K-A-C-I-E-R-O-Z-E.com.au. Hey, Casey.
Hi, how are you? It's a mouthful. You got to spell it all.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Casey, last time you were in, we had a chat about networking. We were talking about going to live events. We spoke about introverts and the things they can do. So we spoke about planning beforehand, taking baby steps. We spoke about, you know, how to start conversations, not just talk about yourself and have something prepared.
Yeah.
So that it's a little bit interesting when you talk about what it is that you do for a living. They were all great ideas, but they were all sort of for live events. But networking is so much more than just live events, isn't it?
It is, yes. And there's, thanks to the last couple of years that we've had, there's a lot of online networking events going on as well, which means we can globally network. It's opened up that platform for a lot of people.
Right. So whereas, you know, a live event at your local Chamber of Commerce or, you know, a sporting lunch or whatever it might be, there's going to be maximum maybe, 100, 150 people in a room or maybe, you know, 30 people at a B&I meeting or at a lunch or something like that. But now it's potentially hundreds of thousands of people.
Potentially. Most of the online networking events I have seen and participated in myself probably still don't go much past that 30.
Right.
Because also for the person running it, that's a lot more manageable.
Yeah.
So depending on the format, but it does allow you to tap into America or the UK or something like that.
Right. So how do you do that? Let's say you've got a product and you know, what we do in our Mastermind program is, you know, because you're our networking coach as a part of the Mastermind program, but what we do is we work with clients who are in a service business or a professional practice. So how do they go out finding networking events that might fall outside of their you know, their immediate locality?
Google, internet, really.
Yeah.
There, believe it or not, you can still find a lot of great online networking events through meetup.com.
Right.
I think a lot of people see that as something that may only be for community type of groups, but there's actually a lot of business events on meetup.com. And then you got the regulars like Eventbrite, Sticky Tickets sometimes that's a bit more Australian, the Sticky Tickets one.
Okay.
But any of those platforms where you can search for events, whether it's community events, network events, whatever, they'll also have the global ones on there as well.
Right. That's interesting because when you mention Meetup, I always think of Meetup as being something for, you know, mum's groups or dad's groups or you know, just social groups, you know.
But there are a lot of business networking events, but a lot of good business networking events on there too. It's not just for, say, like the startup groups.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting differentiation that you've drawn there because there is a difference between a networking event and a good networking event, isn't there?
And I have the events background, so it's really hard for me not to see both sides.
Yeah. But apart from your events background, you know, in what you're doing teaching people to network, you would have been to lots of events.
Yes.
And I imagine you've come away from some events going, wow, that was a cracker.
Yeah.
And then other events come away and gone, wow, man, that could have been so much better. How do you sort of, you know, sort the wheat from the chaff in terms of online events?
Yeah, look, sometimes it is a little bit hard to distinguish with the description of the event. Sometimes you can tell. Other times, you know what, you just have to give it a go. And if you realize it's not your people online, it's okay. You don't have to turn up to the next one.
Right, okay.
So sometimes it is a trial and error. But generally speaking, those that are well organized will probably have a nice well-written description that's clear what it's about, when it's on, who's going to be there, that type of thing.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about the similarity in terms of preparation and you know, and how you behave, how you conduct yourself, et cetera, in these online events as opposed to a live event. So live events, we spoke about, you know, being prepared, looking for parking spot, getting there on time, all of those things.
Yep.
What's the sort of prep that you do for an online event then?
Yeah, I think in some respects you actually need to be more prepared
because
they can move faster. Again, depending on the style, they can move quite quickly.
Yeah.
generally speaking, all the ones I've attended anyway, there is a chance to introduce yourself and tell people what you do. Again, there may be a time limit because of the amount of people that are online. So really be prepared with that type of thing on how are you going to introduce yourself clearly but also succinctly.
Yeah.
Have little things ready as well, like your email address, your website, your phone number, anything like that, perhaps like saved on a Word document. So if you can add it to a chat, you can copy and paste straight away. You're not sitting there typing, trying to listen to everyone else.
Right.
And then also get in touch with the event organizer and just ask them how it runs.
Okay. So normally with those events, there's an event organizer listed there. So you just email them and say, hey, I'm coming along for the first time. Can you give me some hints?
Yeah. Or is there anything I need to prepare or be aware of? And they might just say, yeah, look, we do a 60-second intro and you need to tell us, you know, what it is you do, why you do it, and who is your ideal client or who is your ideal referral partner.
Right.
So be prepared for that specifically.
Okay. So again, it's kind of doing your research, mm-hmm. right? Doing your research, doing your prep. When we spoke about live events, and, you know, one of the things you said was about taking baby steps into a room, but one of the things that really resonated with me was when you said you go and talk to someone and some of the things that you can use as a conversation starter are things like, is this your first event? Mm. Do you know the speaker? Have you been here before? A range of questions that you posed. How do you apply that in an online event?
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't happen so much because the majority of online events are, say, run by the organizer or the leader of the event.
Yep.
So they usually conduct who's speaking, what's happening, that type of thing.
Yep.
In saying that, like, I've seen networking events online where it is, let's just say 30 people. There is smaller, so don't panic if that's too big of a number. Yep, yep. But let's just say there's 30 people. They might actually just get everyone to introduce themselves and then they might say, like, tell us a challenge or, like, try and get the group involved somehow.
Yeah.
Other networking events, however, have a lot more strategy to it. They actually figure out who's coming and what they actually do, and then they'll actually put certain people into breakout rooms so that they can have that exact conversation of, hey, you know, how'd you find out about the event or whichever.
They're looking for cohorts that actually work with each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've done some research. We've found events that suit us. We've done a little bit of prep. We've spoken to the event organizer, found out how it's all going to work, and we put ourselves in there. How do you then get the most out of the event? Because let's be honest, for people listening to this podcast, they're looking to grow their business.
Mm.
So they're going to go to an event, not necessarily to make friends, although we can talk about how networking still has that ability to connect with people.
Yeah.
But they're looking to grow their business.
Yeah.
So how do you do that without sort of marching into a online event going, hey, do you want to buy my service or product?
Don't speak in those words. I have actually heard people say that. Oh, hi, I'm Casey and you can buy my thing and I have this new program. Rah, rah, rah. And it's like, yeah, but what do you actually do? How can you actually help me? You know, I have seen people like that. I think the biggest thing is pay attention to who you want to connect with outside of that online event.
Right.
Grab their details if you can, or let's say it's a Zoom, you should be able to at least message them privately and say, hey, can I grab your email so I can connect with you later and do it after the event.
Right. Okay. So whilst you're within the confines of the event, your job isn't necessarily to crack a deal in there.
Correct.
But it's to actually just make the connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And make people aware that you exist as well. Yeah.
When you're talking before about, you know, somebody that jumped onto a session and said, hi, you know, I'm Casey, buy my thing.
Mm.
Is that about having a really clear, I don't want to use it an elevator pitch because frankly, I kind of hate that term, but
introduction.
Right, introduction. Thank you. But is that about having an introduction that refers to? Because one of the things that we always say in Mastermind is that we want to help our people to build a message that talks about a couple of things. It talks about the transformation that comes from doing work with them,
mm-hmm.
the outcome that they deliver, or you know how you want people to feel as a result of working with you.
Mm.
Are they the sort of things that you should put together?
You can. Do be aware of not having too much fluff in there though, because sometimes that will just confuse the messaging on what it is you actually do.
Yeah.
A really simple format that I've spoken about to a lot of my guys and the guys in the tribe as well is that just simply state, you know, your name, who do you help?
Yeah.
How do you help them?
Yeah.
And what do they get out of that? So like, hey, I'm Casey, I help whoever to do this by this.
Yeah.
So I can give you my little
spin. Let's give an example. Yeah.
My little example, and it probably sounds a little bit fluffy, but there's still grounding in there. It's just that, hey, I'm Casey. I help service-based business owners who are already networking but networking's not working for them, to find a strategy, and I should be clearer than this, to find a strategy that actually works for them personally.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so now you're taking it from big picture, which is service business owners, down to narrowing it right down to the individual outcome for them.
Correct.
So, yeah. I mean, what we talk about in the Mastermind program is that Mastermind Business Accelerator will help service businesses and professionals double their income, halve their time in 18 months or less.
Yeah.
So it's something that's kind of nice and simple and straightforward, and that's what we achieve.
Exactly. And there's no harm in saying that when you're at an online event, because like I said, they generally move faster, so we need to get the message out there clearly, succinctly, and just done without the excess.
So in some ways, an online event can be a little bit more, can I say, pitchy?
Than
a live event, because you wouldn't walk up to somebody in a live event and say,
hey, this is what I do and I can help.
Yeah. Like you'd just step off a radio ad or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd actually have some conversation first. But you're saying that in the online events, not necessarily so. You can sort of drive a little bit faster, move straight into who you are and what you do.
Yeah, correct. Just don't go into sales mode.
Right.
To me, there's a difference between explaining what you do and how you help your clients or who you help and going into a sales mode.
So you wouldn't go in and say, hi, I'm Casey. I help service business owners who are looking to network better, and we've got a $499 special starting on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah.
Right.
Allow people to come to you and ask those questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about networking afterwards. So after you've been along to an event like this and you were saying you can network with them, how do you connect with them outside of the event?
There's two things I prefer to do, and I encourage my clients to do as well, is jump on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Connect with them on LinkedIn. Stalk them, jump with it, jump on LinkedIn. Also, if they change jobs or whatever, you're still connected on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So you've still got that initial connection there. If you've been able to grab their email address, just shoot them a quick email. If not, jump on their website, try and grab the email that way.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, look, I'd love to hear more about what it is you actually do. Or, we met on this event, love to hear more about what you do. Are you free for a Zoom catch up or a coffee catch up or whatever works best?
Yeah. And Casey, can you do that in the event? So if I was on an event and you were talking about networking and I really liked what you've got to say, which is why we've had you on the podcast a couple of times, could I say to you in that event, listen, Casey, I'd love to hear more about, can you flick me, can you DM me or can you flick me an email address or a way that I can connect with you?
Yeah, I certainly would, unless it goes against the etiquette or the rules of that particular event.
Right.
Which is why it is important, again, to find out how it runs in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no problem really in sending them a quick, say, chat message on Zoom saying, yeah, I'd love to connect with you further outside. What's your email address? And start from there. But I wouldn't go into the full organizing a follow-up meeting in that event, because you're going to miss out on probably finding someone else as well that you'd love to get to know better.
Yeah. Okay. So again, can we just quickly recap on that? Because if we're talking about, online events now, it's about doing your homework again.
Yep.
Preparing.
Yes.
Maybe contacting the organizer and getting some information from them.
Yeah.
Being prepared with what you're going to say. So knowing the format.
Yeah, exactly. If you need to write it down on an online event, that's okay. Write it down, have it written in front of you so that you're ready to say it in the moment.
Yeah. Have details of, your contact details, as you say, even available to copy and paste.
Yep.
So you can drop it into a chat box really quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. And then identify people that you'd like to connect with and make sure that you find a way to do that.
Exactly. And they don't have to be clients. Because I think the biggest thing we need to remember overall with networking is a long-term game. It's not a quick now gain.
Yeah. Oh, say that again. I like that.
So it's networking is a long-term game, not a quick now gain.
Right. Okay. Yep. All right. I like that. Hey, guys, if you like what you've heard from Casey in this episode and the last episode that we did with Casey, you can catch up with Casey on caseyrose.com.au. Now that's K-A-C-I-E-R-O-Z-E.
Yep.
Yeah. .com.au. Casey helps all of our Mastermind clients with networking, and she comes along to our intensives three times a year. We run an intensive for all our clients for all over Australia and New Zealand, coming to the Gold Coast, and Casey does great breakout sessions with them on networking. I know they're always a massive hit. Casey, thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's a wrap from us. If you know someone in their own private practice or a service business who you think would benefit from listening to this, please share the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe, comment. We'd love to get the message out so that we can help you to help the people who you care about. That's a wrap for us. We're going to see you next time. If you'd like more information about how we do this sort of stuff on a daily basis for our clients in our Mastermind for Business program, go to metropolemastermind.com.au. I'm Mark Creedman. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com.au. See what's possible.today.